morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Betty Otten over Lewis Way. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning.
Well, you know, it's not quite April yet, but we're getting April showers, and that's okay because that we just need that kind of stuff to get everything green, growing, and cleaned up. And it is officially spring, so we need to talk about what's going to happen related to spring at Lewis.
Well, we're going to do our annual Spring Fling Luncheon put on by the Lewis Celebration, or the, sorry about that.
That's okay.
The Lewis Improvement Committee. And we're going to be serving ham, chicken, and egg salad sandwiches with served on a croissant. And we're going to have an array of salads donated by the ladies here in Lewis. We'll have several desserts and coffee and tea. And this is all a free will donation. And we'll start serving at 11:30 to 1:30.
And we haven't said the date.
And the date is Sunday, April the 2nd.
Coming right up this Sunday. Don't want to miss this. What a great time to go out for lunch at Lewis. And it is held where?
At the Lewis Community Center.
Not difficult to find in Lewis. And there will be lots of cars there, I know.
So
good time to have something good to eat and see a lot of people.
Yes, and the proceeds to this is going towards the flower planter box at our elementary school. It's in great need of repair. It's served us quite well over the years, but like anything else, age has taken its toll. So we need to try and raise as much money as we can to get that taken care of.
So it's not just planting it, it's repairing it and putting it in good shape.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely.
And, of course, that's the one we see as we come through Lewis. If we're going to go south, we go around the curve. It's right there by the school. So a lot of people see it.
Yes, it's the one with the flag in it, and we're pretty proud of it, that it's been there as many years as it has been.
So do you know how many that is?
I believe it's about 8.
Okay. Was somebody's, maybe you were involved with that, but a good idea to put that there, get the flag out there so people could see it as they came to Lewis.
No, it was a project that was done by Karen Hunter through Master Gardeners.
Yes, very good. So, you can't miss it if you're there on the highway, and of course you can't miss the school, but right there on that, it's such a good place for it, Betty.
You know. Well, and it just adds a little bit of color once we get it planted with the petunias and the spring and all during the summer. It's so pretty.
It is. And, you know, Lewis kind of just keeps doing some of those kinds of things. I think we need to remind people about the rock in that area also, because that's beautiful.
Yes, the Freedom Rock, which is at the East Park, Pioneer Park. And we've had a lot of visitors come through and see the rock. And it's a great symbol for what Cass County stood for as far as freedom.
You bet. And very representative of the area. And again, you've done a great job of beautifying that whole area. It's not... The rock has a great setting. That's the most important part, the Freedom Rock. But all around it, you've just added so many things that make that whole setting really pretty. And as I recall, there's some benches there also.
Yes, there's some benches there that, once again, the Lewis Improvement Committee raised money and put the benches there so that people could actually just sit. And we also want to mention the memorial bricks that people bought in memory of their loved ones that have served or are serving in the armed forces now.
Okay, and are there still some available, those, or are they all filled up?
They are totally full.
Wow, well, that's good too, right? That just says a lot about people in the area saying they want to support this.
Yes,
so that's
definitely.
Great. And then I know there are, like you say, lots of visitors. some people, that's their goal, is to go to every Freedom Rock and check it out. And so it's a great thing for communities.
Yes.
Yes. Now, as I said, Lewis seems to have things going on to improvement and so on. You have a wonderful library, and I call it a museum library, that's a part of that library. And that's, that whole part is kind of new. You know, if people haven't been in there, they need to go visit that place in Lewis.
The Heritage Center
seems
to keep growing with different memorabilia things that are donated to the Heritage Center. And then it's cataloged, and it's really blossoming into something that anybody that's interested in history, it's quite informative.
Yes, and lots of photos and, you know, things that people can go, oh, I know that person, plus
yes,
just general history. Great addition to Lewis also. And then this event that we've been talking about, the Spring Fling Luncheon, is at the community center, and that's relatively new in comparison to a lot of other places.
Yes. Well, the community center has been there for quite a few years, and the Lewis Town and Country Boosters are the ones that raise the money and still, to this day, take care of it, and they rent it out for a very reasonable fee, and it has a beautiful kitchen area and everything that you'd need for any kind of a celebration.
Yes, weddings, receptions, family reunions, and I'm guessing if there's something you want to do there, you better get your name on the calendar.
Yes.
Do you know who people should contact if they'd want to use a community center?
Yes, it would be Debbie Bryles.
Okay.
Her husband's name is Denny, and she's in the phone book, and she'd be delighted to hear from anybody.
All right. That's good to know. Now, let's skip ahead a little bit before we remind folks about this weekend. Let's skip a little bit ahead because you have an annual celebration. Do you have a date picked out for that?
Yes. It's going to be June the 24th, and it's the Lewis Celebration. And there's going to be some new things this year. We're going to try a little different format. So I urge everybody to make sure that they watch for the flyers when they go up and come and join us. We're going to have some of the usuals. We're going to have our smoked meat supper, which is always very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a comedian again this year. And, of course, the highlight of the evening is the fireworks at 10 o'clock. And we really put our heart and soul into trying to do things that are fun and can be done by anybody.
Yeah, family affair.
Yes, yes.
And I'm guessing there probably will be a parade.
Yes, there'll be a parade. We haven't got all of our timelines down quite yet.
That's okay. You've got a few more days to get that done.
Yes, but they're creeping up on it.
Oh, it goes flying by. But people can mark June 24th on their calendar. We know that that's when the Lewistown celebration will be. So, Betty, let's remind folks again what's happening this Sunday, April 2nd.
Okay. It's our annual Spring Fling Luncheon with egg, ham salad, and chicken salad sandwiches served on a croissant, and a variety of salads and desserts with coffee and tea. We're serving from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Lewis Community Center, and it's a free will donation. So come and enjoy. Help us get this planter put back into good shape so that we can get it planted for this spring.
And then we all can enjoy it as we drive by and say, that's where some of my money went, if we come to give a donation for this event, the Spring Fling Luncheon.
Yes.
So thank you very much, Betty Otten, for visiting with us and getting us up to date on what's happening this Sunday and then looking ahead to June 24th. And until next time, here's a thought from Norman Vincent Peale. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities.